Summer is here, and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Time for a little Thursday night baseball here in the Quad Cities as the River Bandits get set to take on the South Bend Cubs for game three of their six-game series. Hi, everybody, and good evening. Kyle Kirchville joining you, as always, here on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Whether you're tuned in on Bally Live or MILB TV, or just listening at riverbandits.com, we thank you so much for tuning in to Game 3 of this six-game series, and for the River Bandits, Game 48 of their 2024 campaign. Quad Cities coming into today looking for a little bit of revenge as the South Bend Cubs handed the Royals High A affiliate their worst loss of the season. Truly a game where nothing went right for Quad Cities yesterday. They fell 15-0. 15 runs, the most given up by the River Bandits this season. The 15-run deficit, their largest loss since September of last year. And for the offense, the shutout, their sixth shutout loss of 2024. And oh yeah, the Bandits also committed a pair of errors. And if you know the River Bandits, you know that's not something they typically do. Quad Cities all around just couldn't get it going yesterday, and it all started in the first inning courtesy of Felix Stevens, who launched his team-leading 10th home run of the season for South Bend over the left field wall. That was off Ben Kuderna, Quad Cities starter, who would give up homers in the first, second, and the third inning, eventually allowing a total of 7 runs over 6 hits, 5 walks, and just 1 strikeout in 3 1/3. Kuderna entered the ballgame top 5 in the Midwest League in a number of different categories, including the second-best ERA in the league. But South Bend took him to work with the season-high 6 earned runs. Make that 7 earned runs on a season-high 6 hits and a career-high 5 walks. When Kuderna departed the game, the Cubs already had a 6-run lead. They tallied an inherited run against Chaz Martinez, who came on to pitch the final few outs of the fourth. Did a pretty good job in that frame, but then returned to action in the fifth and gave up a 5 spot to the South Bend Cubs. He didn't even complete the full inning of work. Wound up on the hook for 5 runs on just 1 hit with 4 walks and 1 strikeout. Oscar Rayo finished off that fifth inning and gave up three runs in the sixth, but he started to turn the tide for Quad Cities on the mound in the second half of the ball game. He finished his night with six straight retired, including four strikeouts, four of his six in the ball game. Nathaniel Garbitos was the only River Bandits pitcher to put up a scoreless outing on the night. He picked up the final four outs for the Bandits, going an inning and a third shutout. Offensively, Quad Cities mustered just five total base runners in the game, one walk, three hits, and one hit batsman. The only extra base hit was a one-out double from Trevor Werner in the fifth. Quad Cities just could not get anything going. Nick Dean, the main reason why, the starting pitcher for South Bend, in his second career high A start, threw a five scoreless inning performance. He has now thrown 10 straight scoreless innings to start his career with South Bend. Tyler Santana then posted two scoreless innings in relief of him with four strikeouts, and Jose Romero picked up three strikeouts in two perfect innings himself, minus a hit batsman in the ninth with two outs. But he struck out the side to close out the ball game, and Quad Cities fell to 22-25. Bandits now eight games behind the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers for first place in the Midwest League West Division, the Brewers affiliate with the best record in the league at 30-17. The win brings South Bend within a victory of their 20th win of the season. They are 19-28 and still in fifth place in the Western Division, 11 games back of first place Wisconsin. Let's go ahead and jump into the starting lineups for Game 3 of this six-game series. First, for the visiting Cubs, the High A affiliate of the National League Chicago squad, they are managed by Nick Lovello. Leading off, it's the center fielder Brett Bateman. The switch-hitting second baseman Pedro Ramirez bats second, and hitting third, the shortstop Jefferson Rojas. Felix Stevens is back in the lineup. He bats fourth and is the DH. Johnny Long hits fifth and plays first, and batting sixth, it's the right fielder Parker Chavers. Jordan Wogu is in left field, batting seventh. Dylan Granadillo makes his first start of the season, batting eighth and doing the catching, and batting ninth, the switch-hitting third baseman Ravaj Garcia. On the mound for South Bend, a former 13th round pick out of Old Dominion, the 23-year-old right-hander Sam Armstrong, who makes his 10th appearance and his 5th start of the season. Just like Nick Dean, Armstrong enters in the midst of a lengthy scoreless inning streak. He is not allowed a run in his last 13 and a third innings. That goes back three outings ago to a relief appearance against Cedar Rapids back on May 12th. He's been in and out of the rotation this year, but when he's not starting, he's working as a piggyback starter, and he has been good for at least three innings in all but one of his previous nine appearances this season. His overall stats, very good. He comes in with a 2-1 record, a 1.83 ERA, and 36 strikeouts to just 10 walks in 34 in a third innings pitched. Now the starting lineup for the Quad Cities River Bandits, the High A affiliate of the Kansas City Royals. Their lineup card is put together by manager Brooks Conrad, who is now in his third season here in Quad Cities. Leading off for the River Bandits, it's the second baseman Jack Pineda. Carson Rockefort bats second and plays center field, and hitting third, it's the designated hitter Carter Jensen. Brett Squires bats cleanup and is at first base. Trevor Werner across the way at third, batting fifth, and batting sixth, the right fielder is Jared Dickey. Dustin Dickerson's at short. He bats seventh. Omar Hernandez does the catching here in Game 3, batting eighth. And hitting ninth, the left fielder, Davis Nadal. On the mound for Quad Cities, it's their 23-year-old right-hander and the former Cal two-way standout, Steven Zoback. Zobe 2-3 with a 3.92 ERA this year. Tonight marks his ninth appearance and his eighth start of 2024. It's been a little boom or bust for Zoback this season, and last week against Dayton was a bust. He wound up taking his third loss of the year, gave up six runs in five innings on a career-high 10 hits with no walks and six strikeouts. So I guess if you're looking for the silver lining in that appearance, it's that Zoback was throwing a ton of strikes, 70% of his 73 pitches were in the zone. He didn't walk anybody, but he gave up those 10 hits in 5 innings. You've got that 6-inning start, or rather that 6-run start, and then you go back to April 25th against South Bend. He had a second 6-run start, but other than that, Sobeck has allowed one run or less in 5 of his 7 starts for Quad Cities this year. Time to take a break here on the River Bandits pregame show. Quad Cities taking the field, national anthem, and then first pitch coming your way next on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Please rise and remove your hats in honor of the flag of our national anthem brought to you by Wyndham World of Davenport. Performing tonight's anthem, please welcome Kyla Andrews.
River Bandits Baseball is back on the air tonight for a Thursday evening matchup. Quad Cities hosting the South Bend Cubs for game 3 of their 6-game series. Once again, good evening, everybody, and welcome inside the historic John O'Donnell Press Box here at Modern Woodman Park. Kyle Kirchville joining you on Bally Live, MILB TV, and of course at riverbandits.com. The Bandits took game 1 of this series on Tuesday. It was them providing the power in the offensive categories. They beat the Cubs 10-5. Safe to say, the Cubs got their revenge yesterday. They handed Quad Cities the club's worst loss of the season. They shut out the Bandits 15-0. Steven Zoback will look to turn Quad Cities' luck around here in game 3. The 23-year-old right-hander was a fourth-round pick by the Royals back in 2022 out of the University of California, Berkeley. Sobey makes his 9th appearance and 8th start of the season for the Royals' High-A affiliate, and he's been very solid, 2-3 with a 3.92 ERA in just under 40 innings. Quad Cities is in the alternate black threads today with the primary logo on the front, the gold trim and numbering on the back. For South Bend, they're in the alternate blues with a blue base, red stripes on the shoulders, and then blue and white piping on the jersey, a red number on the back with white trim. Quad Cities, 22-25 this year, 8 games back of the Western Division lead held by Wisconsin. South Bend, 19-28, 11 games back of the Timber Rattlers. Brett Bateman ready to go as the South Bend bullpen clears out. So back on the slab, ready to work. First pitch of the night from the right-hander is high for ball one. We are underway at 6:33 Central Time. Zoback stands out there at 6'2", 200 pounds, a native of San Jose, California. His 1-0 is lined to right center field. It's going to drop for a base hit. Brett Bateman with another knock against the Quad Cities River Bandits. We have seen that a couple of times this year, to say the least. And it will be a leadoff base runner just like that. Two pitches and a man on. And Pedro Ramirez now stepping into the box, the switch-hitting second baseman. We've seen him both there and at third base to open up the week. So back out of the stretch, first pitch, swing and a miss. There's that good split finger, strike one. It's just a three-pitch mix for Zobi. Fastball, slider, and a split change. Comes into today the number 23 prospect in the Royals organization, his 0-1. Wave and a miss, a good fastball, nothing in two. Ramirez is the number 12 prospect in the Cubs organization per MLB Pipeline. He's batting .314 with two homers and 26 driven in. And given the Cubs' crazy offensive numbers yesterday, he was pretty quiet. Went 0-for-4 with a couple of walks, but drove in a run with a bases loaded walk. 0-2. Shanked foul over the left side. We'll do it again. The first pitch temperature on this Thursday night in Quad Cities, 74 degrees with partly cloudy skies. Right now the wind blowing in slightly from left field, but nothing major. 0-2 count on Ramirez. Zoback deals again, and the fastball is once more fouled over the screen, and the count holds at 0-2. Brett Bateman is a good base stealer. He has swiped 14 bags in 17 tries this year. He is tied with Luke Keyshaw of Cedar Rapids for the ninth most in the league. But, of course, Keyshaw was just called up to Double-A Wichita. He takes off. 0-2 pitch lined through the vacated left side of base hit. Bateman's going to go first to third, and Ramirez safe at first with a single. That was a textbook hit run for South Bend with a left-handed batter at the plate. Shortstop Dickerson responsible for covering the bag. And when Bateman took off, he ran up the middle. And that vacated left side opened up the door for Ramirez. So South Bend, after scoring 15 runs on 14 hits last night, has back-to-back singles to start today. Men at the corners and nobody out for Jefferson Rojas. First pitch swing and he fouls one over the right side. Zoback, a terrific strike thrower. One of those guys that you won't be surprised if he comes out of the game having thrown 70% or greater strikes throughout the ballgame. 0-1 toss. Slider fouled over the screen. Nothing in two. Zoback's strikeout numbers haven't been super crazy this year. He's got 29 in 39 innings. His 6.7 strikeout per nine is actually at a career low. 0-2 to Rojas. Another foul ball over the right side. Zoback tried to go slider again. Rojas picked up a couple of RBIs yesterday, batting in the three spot for Nick Lovello. Singled and walked once as well. Another 0-2 from Zoback. Another foul ball over the screen. Defensively for Quad Cities, Rockeford patrols center. Nadal's in left field, Dickey's in right. Dickerson the shortstop with Pineda at second base. Per usual, Trevor Werner at third, Brett Squires at first. Omar Hernandez does the catching for the 22nd time this year. Another 0-2. A slider sent in the air towards intermediate right center field. This should be deep enough. Right fielder Dickey heads into the alley. He makes the catch. Bateman tags from third and brings home the game's first run. A sack fly from Jefferson Rojas makes it 1-0 South Bend here in the first. So a productive piece of hitting for Rojas, who now is tied with Felix Stevens for the team lead in ribbies with an even 30. Those two now tied for 10th in the Midwest League. An early opportunity, though, for Stevens to break away from his teammate Rojas. He comes to the plate with one out and a man at first. Checks his swing and takes a pitch low for ball one. When Quad Cities scores second this year, they are much less successful than when they're the first team into the run column. 1-0, runner takes off. Stevens fouls it over the right side, 1-1. When Quad Cities scores first, they are 17-7. When they score second, they are 5-12. And last night suffered their sixth shutout loss of the season. Stevens, the right-handed hitting DH, batting .230 on the year with 10 homers and 30 driven in. His OPS over .850, though. He swings through a zone back slider, and the count is 1-2. Stevens still in the midst of a tremendous stretch. He has reached safely in 19 consecutive games. That is the longest active mark in the Midwest League. And during those 19 games, he has recorded 7 home runs and 22 RBIs. Zoback throws to first. Back standing is Ramirez. Zoback is picked off 2 base runners this year, 2 of Quad City's 17 as a team. His attention now back to home. 1-2. Ramirez takes off. The pitch low. Throw to second from Hernandez. Got him. Pineda applies the tag as Rojas slid right into the glove. And that is the second out. Well, Quad City's caught a man stealing yesterday. That was Carter Jensen. And tonight, Omar guns down his 9th would-be base stealer of the year. So 2 outs, base is empty. Here's the 2-2 to Stevens. Fastball up and away, full count. The home plate umpire for game 3 of the set, Tatum Littleton. Rafael Pineda patrolling the base paths. It's 1-0 Cubs here in the top of the first. Out of the wind, the payoff from Zoback. Missed low, ball 4. A rare walk for Zobi, just his 10th in almost 40 innings this year. And it will prolong the inning for Jonathan Long. Quad City's uncharacteristic with the walks yesterday. They issued a season-high 10 free passes. And several of those with 2 outs. Right on right, first pitch to Long. Fastball runs up and in, ball 1. Long was not in the lineup for Nick Lovello yesterday. On Tuesday, he was the cleanup batter, went 0-4 with a strikeout and a double play ball. 1-0. Fastball swung through. 1-1. That fastball for Zoback, mid-90s. His last toss at 94. But we've seen him touch 97 this year. 1-1. Wave and a miss. Another fastball, and it's 1-2. Zoback at 20 pitches here in this first inning. South Bend has had 3 base runners, and they've got the game's first run. 1-2 on the way. Stevens takes off, and Long pops it up in the air on the right side of the infield. The first baseman, Squires, comes down the first baseline and makes the catch right on the chalk to end the inning. South Bend, though, scores in the first inning for the second straight ball game. They lead 1-0. Bandits coming to the plate against Sam Armstrong when we return on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
Run in the top of the first inning, South Bend has scored in six of the last 10 frames here at Modern Woodman Park. It'll be a nice early lead for Sam Armstrong, the Cubs right-hander, who is ready to make his 10th appearance and fifth start of the season for Chicago's High A affiliate. It also happens to be his third appearance against Quad Cities, but his first start. In his first two outings against the Bandits, he put together scoreless performances, a combined 6 2/3 shutout frames with 11 strikeouts and 3 walks. Jack Pineda is at the top of the card once again for Brooks Conrad. First pitch to the second baseman is low and inside for ball one. Armstrong, 23 years old, a 13th round pick by Chicago out of Old Dominion last year. Alma mater of former River Bandit and current Royals first baseman Vinny Pasquantino. Pineda takes high, 2 balls, no strikes. Jack's a former Baylor Bear. He's batting 262 on the season as he takes a slider up. It's 3-0. Just like Zoback, Armstrong does not walk many batters, just 10 in 34 and a third innings this year. The pitch, that's high and away, ball four. So a four-pitch walk right out of the gate for Armstrong. And now it's Quad Cities with a leadoff base runner. Bandits could afford to work a few more walks. They had just one in the 15-0 blowout yesterday. So good speed at first base with nobody out. And Quad Cities center fielder Carson Rockefort now into the box. Another lefty to face the righty. Double play depth for the Cubs infield. First pitch. Slider bends into the zone for strike one. Defensively for the Cubs, Bateman's in center, Wogu in left, Chavers in right field. Rojas and Ramirez up the middle at short and second. Garcia at third, Long at first. Granadillo doing the catching in his first start of the year. 0-1. Little changeup missed outside. 1 ball, 1 strike to Rock. Quad City center fielders, 22 years old from Beaumont, Texas. A competitive balance round B pick by the Royals last year. This is his first season in High A. 1-1. Slider again finds the outer half. Rockefort watches it go by for strike two. Rock has reached base safely in 4 straight ball games, but he went 0-for-3 yesterday, only reaching once on a fourth inning walk, the loan of the game for Quad Cities, as I mentioned. 1-2. Slider just outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. That pitch, recently developed by Armstrong. He added it to his repertoire after being drafted by the Cubs last year. He threw a curveball in college. Two, two on the way. There's the slider again, and Rockefort fouls it off. It sticks right next to the dirt near home plate. 1-0 lead for South Bend in the bottom of the first. Quad City's got a leadoff walk from Jack Pineda. He reached on 4 pitches and stands at first, being held on by Johnny Long. 2-strike battle continuing for Rockefort. Armstrong's pitch is swung over the top of for strike three. Snap throw to first, not quite in time. A good throw from Granadillo and a nice tag from Long, but Pineda's back. Armstrong, though, does eventually wear down Rockefort. He gets his first strikeout and the first out in the home half of the frame. So one down and a man at first for Carter Jensen. Jenzo, 20 years old from Kansas City, Missouri. He is the 10th best prospect in the Royals system per MLB Pipeline. First pitch swinging, he fouls the slider to the screen. His average, just a tick under 300. 299 with four homers, 19 driven in, and a 917 OPS. That leads the Bandits on the year. Small lead for Pineda at first, still held by Long. Double play depth for the infield. 0-1. Low and outside, one ball, one strike. Jensen had a couple of hits and a couple of RBIs on Tuesday. But yesterday, 0 for 4, only reached once via air in the sixth inning, and of course was left stranded. Armstrong takes a deep breath, his 1-1. Hit high in the air, pretty deep right center field. This one, though, looks to be playable. Parker Chavers camps underneath it. He makes the catch. Pineda bluffs a tag from first, and there are two gone. One of those pitches that I think Jensen just missed. He hit it extremely high in the air. Chavers had about 45 minutes to camp underneath it. That Jensen squared it up a touch more. That very well may have been his fifth home run of the season. Instead, Pineda still at first base. Two outs on the board. And the first baseman, Brett Squires, in the box. Fourth straight lefty to face Armstrong to open up the ball game. Pineda takes off. First pitch, a fastball for a called strike. No throw down. Granadillo couldn't haul in the pitch. So Jack picks up a stolen base, his ninth of the year, Quad City's 79th as a team. And the Bandits get a man in scoring position, something they only did three times in the game yesterday. Brett Squires has had some really clutch two-out hits for the Bandits this year. 1-0, swing and a miss, good changeup. One ball, one strike. He is 5-for-9 to start the series. Picked up one of Quad City's three hits with a single yesterday, but he was tremendous on Tuesday. Came a triple shy of the cycle. Armstrong with the 1-1. Slider left outside. Squires with a two-run homer on Tuesday as part of a four-hit, three RBI game. It was his first four-hit contest since he was with Single-A Columbia last August. 1-0 Cubs in the bottom of the first. The pitch to Squires. Swing and a miss. Got him with a changeup low and away. And the Bandits strand Pineda at second base. Cubs lead 1-0 through one. We go to the second on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931. But it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience in America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Start of the second inning here at Modern Woodman Park. The South Bend Cubs in town this week. They've got a 1-0 lead over Quad Cities. The Bandits starter, Steven Zoback, heads out to the hill. Gave up a couple of singles, a walk, and a run in the first inning. Here in the second, he gets 6, 7, and 8 on the Cubs' card. First batter, Parker Chavers. He takes a fastball high, 1-0. Chavers one of three left-handed hitters in the order for Nick Lovello. Both Ramirez and Garcia are switch hitters, but Shaver's one of three purely left-handed bats. 1-0. Called strike, lower inside corner. 1-1. Shaver's got to hit six times in the game yesterday. Went 1-for-6 with an RBI single. The pitch. A rocket towards first. It skips off the dirt over Squires into the right field corner. Shaver's around first base on his way to second. Dickey throws it in from the warning track, and it'll be a leadoff double for Shaver's. That was one of the more unfriendly hops Quad Cities has seen this year. Shaver's hit it hard, but the baseball skipped off the infield dirt over Squires, who stands at 6'4". Some serious top spin on that one. Dove the ball into the ground, and it leaps over the Bandits' first baseman for a leadoff double. So just like that, a man in scoring position for Jordan Wogu. He has had a terrific start to the week. First pitch, low and outside, ball one. For Chavers, double number 4 on the season. 72nd in 48 games for South Bend. Second baseman Pineda holds the runner. A 1-0 swing at a fastball. Tardy, 1-1. Wogu with a walk and a home run for his first in a South Bend Cubs uniform this year. Back in the game yesterday. Had a single, a double, and an RBI on Tuesday as Zoback gets a swing and a miss on a fastball. Wogu got one around the hands and couldn't catch up to it. A couple late swings on the heat from Zoback. Let's see if he goes back to it here. Ahead in the count, 1-2. Right-hander pauses at the belt. Now kicks and fires. Wave and a miss. Back to the number one and back to the bench for Jordan Wogu. Steven Zoback leaning on the heat. Why not? Two late swings. Might as well go for it a third time. First K of the ball game for Zoback, his 30th of the year. And up comes Dylan Granadillo, who's making his first start of the season for the South Bend Cubs. The pitch. Called strike at the knees, 0-1. Granadillo was all over Chicago's system last year, bouncing between AA, High A, just generally all over the place. Even at AAA at one point. 0-1. Fly ball, shallow left field, long run for Davis Nadal. Out goes the shortstop Dickerson, and it's Dusty who makes the catch right in front of the foul line. And back to second goes Shavers. Granadillo down on just a couple of pitches. Zoback gets the second out of the frame. And it brings up Ravaj Garcia. Terrific work from Dickerson. He had to range a very long ways from up the middle at short. Good thing he got there because Nadal had to run even further in from left field. Switch hitting Garcia in the ninth spot tonight for Nick Lovello. First pitch fouled over the left side. Garcia did not play yesterday. He hit fifth for the Cubs on Tuesday. Went 1-for-4 with a single. His splits as a switch hitter, pretty even. 319 against left-handed pitching, 269 against righties. 0-1, low and inside. The thing is, Garcia's got 14 RBIs this year, and 13 of them have come against right-handed pitchers like Zoback. 1-1. Chopped off home plate down the first baseline. Zoback fields, flips to Squires. It's just in time. Garcia is retired, and the inning comes to a close. Nice work from Steven Zoback. He works around the leadoff double, straining a Cub in scoring position, and bringing Quad Cities back to the plate with a 1-0 deficit. Through 1.5 innings here at Modern Woodman Park, you're listening to Midwest League Baseball on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together. To see some furry friends at the ballpark for Bark in the Park. That, paired up with Thirsty Thursday, makes for one heck of an evening in downtown Davenport. Thanks so much for joining us on Valley Live and MILB TV, and of course at riverbandits.com. Kyle Kirchville with you to begin the bottom of the second. South Bend holds a 1-0 lead. Quad Cities has Warner, Dickey, and Dickerson due up against Sam Armstrong. First pitch slider to Warner, sails inside for ball one. It's been a steady diet of the slide piece to start the night for Armstrong. I'd say half, if not more than half, of his pitches tonight have been that pitch. 1-0. There's a fastball. Swing and a miss. 1-1. Warner has reached base in four straight games for Quad Cities. He had their only extra base hit of the game yesterday with a one-out double in the fifth. Another slider from Armstrong. That one's at the knees for a called strike two. Warner has... working his average up closer to the Mendoza line. Still batting 160 on the year, but he's got seven doubles, four homers, and 15 driven in. And generally, he's just looking more comfortable at the plate. The pitch. Slider pulled foul towards the end of Quad City's dugout. We've seen Werner struggle with the slider to start the year, especially against right-handed pitchers. Guys have gotten him to chase low and away maybe a bit too often. The pitch. There it is. It's popped in the air on the right side. Foul ground. Long, the first baseman in front of the Cubs bullpen, reaches out, goes through the gate, but it lands foul into the party plaza. Somehow the gate access not secured on the right side. Not sure how Long broke through. Field umpire Rafael Pineda and Chris Corbett, the Bandits hitting coach out there, or assistant hitting coach, I should say. They've got it all closed, and Werner steps back into the box. Count still 1-2. Armstrong looking for his third K. The right-hander fires. Slider down and outside. Count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Now, with the scoreless first inning, Armstrong is now fired off 14 and a third straight scoreless frames, going back to three starts ago. Here's the pitch. Fastball sent over the screen. Werner stays alive. Trevor is 23 years old. He is playing in his 40th game with Quad Cities this year. Drafted by the Royals as a two-way player, but he has not pitched since becoming a professional. Armstrong shakes off the first two signs from Granadillo. Now the 2-2. Fastball, swing and a miss, strike three. Granadillo couldn't hold on to it, but Werner's tagged out. Third strikeout for Armstrong, and out number one to begin the bottom of the second. Quad Cities at the plate yesterday struck out 8 times, but it's generally been an issue for them, especially in the month of May. Here's Jared Dickey. 1 out, base is empty. Cubs infield shifted for the pole. First pitch. Fastball at the knees, strike one. During the month of May, Quad Cities has struck out 252 times. The pitch. Chopped foul to the right side. That's an average of 10 per game and the second most in the Midwest League during the month. Quad Cities hitting just 211 as a team in the month of May. Armstrong's got Dickey in an 0-2 hole. The right-hander fires. Slider's taken low. 1 ball, 2 strikes. He was the only man to reach twice yesterday for Quad Cities. Singled in the seventh and then was hit by a pitch in the ninth. He now owns a modest 5-game on base streak. Here's the 1-2. Fastball, line drive, right center field, base hit. Ranging over Chavers, he cuts it off in the alley. Dickey stops at first with a one-out single. Second knock in as many at-bats for Dickey going back to last night. Picks up the Bandits' first hit of the game today. And the tying tally is on board with one out for Dustin Dickerson, Quad City's 7-hole hitter and the starting shortstop. Rojas and Ramirez once again pinch up the middle as the shortstop and the second baseman respectively. Dickerson ready to work as Armstrong sets, now throws to first. Dickey's back with a head first dive. It looked like Quad Cities was turning a corner offensively on Tuesday when they scored 10 runs on 10 hits, but yesterday a 15-0 shutout loss. Quad Cities' sixth shutout defeat of the season and their fifth in their last 13 losses as Dickerson is plunked. Slider got away from Armstrong, and there was no chance Dustin was going to be able to get out of the way of that one. Just kind of crouched down and wore it. That'll push Dickey up the second base. And the Bandits get another man into scoring position. Dickerson plunked for just the first time in 36 games this year. That is the fourth hit batsman for Armstrong. Pitching coach for the Cubs, Bruce Billings, out there for a conversation with the battery. But just to finish the point on Quad City's offense here in May, like I said, the Bandits have been shut out in 5 of the team's last 13 losses. And in May, they have scored the second fewest runs in the league while hitting .211 with an on-base percentage below .300 and just a .339 slugging. So they're looking to right the ship here in Game 3 of this 6-game series. They've got a good opportunity here in the second. Comes up 1-0, but the Bandits have men at second and first with one out. And the catcher, Omar Hernandez, in the box, ready to go right on right against Armstrong. The hurler rides the pitch clock down to 1 and will now step off and reset. 22nd game of the year for Hernandez. Every single game he's played in for Quad Cities this year, he has been the catcher, allowing Carter Jensen to break from the defensive duties. First pitch, low and inside, ball one. Omar spent parts of his last 3 seasons in single-A Columbia, finally earning an opportunity in high-A this year. 22-year-old hails from La Habana, Cuba. 1-0 pitch. Called strike, a changeup in the lower outside corner, 1-1. He's hitting .176 this year with 1 homer and 5 RBIs. His home run came against the South Bend Cubs at Four Winds Field back in April. Here's the 1-1. Fastball sails low, 2-1. One of those guys who has not really impressed with the average yet. However, he has only struck out 17 times in 74 at-bats. Armstrong looking for him to put it in play here, but on the ground for an inning-ending double play. 2-1 slider popped foul over the first base dugout, and the count evens 2 balls, 2 strikes. Cubs lead 1-0 in the bottom of the second inning. Armstrong asking plate umpire Tatum Littleton for a new baseball, and he has his wish granted. Catcher Granadillo throws him a new sphere. Dickey at second base, he's singled to reach. Dickerson just hit by a pitch. He's at first. 2-2 to Omar Hernandez. Fouled over the screen once more. Armstrong already with 3 strikeouts in his first inning and a third. The only man that didn't strike out and committed an out was Carter Jensen back in the first. He flew out to right field. Here comes another 2-2. Slider chopped foul. Brooks Conrad, not with the same kind of vertical he used to have. Comes up a bit shy, reaching and jumping for the bouncer. Hops over him towards Quad City's dugout. Armstrong ready to try again. Here's the 2-2. A chopper in fair territory, gloved at third by Garcia to Ramirez at second for one, on to first, and around the horn for a double play. Long digs it out, and that is just what Armstrong was looking for. Hernandez bounces into a 5-4-3 twin killing. Quad Cities fails to score in the second. We go to the third, still 1-0 Cubs on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
There's no better way to catch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Women Park's 5 unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
River Bandits have put a man in scoring position in each of the first two innings tonight, but they failed to do anything with that. Cubs still lead 1-0 as we open up the third inning. Starting pitcher Steven Zoback back to the hill. Gets the top third of the Cubs lineup, beginning with Brett Bateman. First pitch, Brett squares, pulls back, and takes high and away for ball one. Now Bateman picked up his first home run of the season with a solo shot in the game yesterday. His first home run since playing summer ball in 2022 in the Northwoods League. He fouls one over the left side, 1-1. He played for the Wilmar Stingers that year, a former Golden Gopher in NCAA play. 1-1 from Zobi, fastball fouled into the netting, 1-2. Bateman with another classic performance against Quad Cities yesterday. Two RBIs, including the homer, plus a pair of walks. 1-2. Slider just inside. A good two-strike offering, but a better take by Bateman. Brett, top 10 in the league in average, top 5 in on-base percentage. And he is tied with Dylan O'Rey for the second most walks in the league, behind Carter Jensen. 2-2 on the way. Low. Full count. Jensen still leading the way with 37, but then Bateman and O'Rey at 34. Jensen has been leading the league in walks since pretty much the beginning of the season. Payoff pitch. Pulled on the ground to second base. Gloved by Pineda to his left. He sets his feet. Throws to first. And Bateman is retired. One down. It's the first time tonight the Cubs have not had their leadoff batter reach. And up comes Pedro Ramirez, the left-handed hitting, at least in this go-around, second baseman. Ramirez, a switch hitter. First pitch. Inside with a breaking ball. 1-0. That looked like a curve from Zoback. On the way. Off the end of the bat, skied foul down the third baseline. This will get into the bleachers. 1-1. Ramirez, the number 12 prospect in the Cubs system per MLB Pipeline. He is also, like Brett Bateman, top 10 in the league in average. He is 7th, hitting .314. That number actually up a bit because he singled in the first. 1-1. Another one off the end of the bat, but deep towards left field. Nadal back in front of the warning track, moves to his left, and makes the catch. Two outs. Ramirez just missed that one. Quad Cities helped out a bit by Mother Nature today, at least on that swing. The wind blowing in from left field, but nothing super major. Zoback looking for his first 1-2-3 inning as he gets Rojas with two outs. First pitch. Bouncing ball. Off home plate foul. Caught a piece of Jefferson. And he will take a lap around the home plate circle. He drove in the first run of the ball game. A sac fly back in the first for his 30th of the year. So back, so one. Fastball scooped up into the air. Foul over towards the Party Plaza on the right side. It's 0-2. So back with just one strikeout in the game. That was of Jordan Wogu back in the second. The 0-2 toss. Fastball off the plate outside. Hernandez tried to frame it, but to no avail. Comes up 1-0 in the top of the third. Zoback looking for back-to-back scoreless innings in his first perfect frame. He fires home. Split finger, low. Rojas lays off for ball two. Jefferson, just 18 years old. He is one of the youngest players in the league. He has yet to face a pitcher who's younger than him. 2-2. Chopped to the left side. Shortstop Dickerson's got it on two hops. Throw to first in plenty of time. That ends the inning. Good frame from Zoback. He retires the top third of the Cubs order in order. And Quad Cities goes back to the plate, still trailing 1-0. This is Midwest League Baseball on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can band it together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together.
Weather's warming up. That means the shirts come off on the sweet level. Some youngsters treating this like a college football game over on the third base side, but you love to see it. Quad Cities down 1-0 in the bottom of the third. They've got Davis Nadal leading it off. Then the top of the order to face Sam Armstrong. First pitch to the lefty bat. A slider's outside for ball one. Cubs lead 1-0 on a sac fly from Jefferson Rojas back in the first inning. Third baseman Garcia cheating in, playing the bunt. Nadal takes up and away. It's 2-0. Davies traded over to the Kansas City Royals system in the offseason. Listed as an outfielder, or an infielder rather, but in the outfield tonight. He swings through a fastball. It's 2-1. He was dealt to the Royals on December 15th last year in the Edward Olivares deal. Spent the last two seasons with the Pirates' single-A affiliate in Bradenton. 2-1. Wave and a miss. Two balls, two strikes. Tonight's game number 22 for him as a River Bandit. He is just 9 for 66. It's a 136 average. But he does have a homer and 5 driven in. Armstrong hunting his fourth K. His 2-2 pitch. Wave and a miss. Got him to chase off the plate outside. A swinging strikeout from the Dahl is out number one. And Armstrong's fourth. Well, he has been so good for South Bend this year. He has really only had one bad outing, which is the reason why his ERA is even at 183. It could very well be below one. First pitch to Pineda. Slider fouled into Granadillo's glove, 0-1. His worst outing of the year, and the last time he gave up runs, was on May 7th against the Cedar Rapids Colonels in South Bend. Out of the wind, the 0-1 pitch. Fastball high and away. He gave up 6 runs in 3 1/3. That was his third start of the season. Since then, he has been nails. 1-1. Slider kept outside, 2-1. The only other outing in which he surrendered runs was in that start previously against the Lansing Lugnuts. 2-1. Broken bat blooper, right center field, second baseman going out, and Ramirez makes a sprinting grab and then flips it to Brett Bateman. That was a really tough play, made to look very easy by one of the Cubs' top 15 prospects. Pineda got a pitch in on the hands, got the bat around enough to make contact and send it towards shallow right center. But Ramirez chases it down. Pineda is out. And here comes Carson Rockefort. Right on left, first pitch. Low and outside. Before the 6-run performance against Cedar Rapids, he gave up just 1 run against the Lugnuts on May 1st. The pitch. Outside, 2-0. He started out the month of April with 14 straight scoreless innings, including 19 strikeouts. 2-0, chopped foul to the right side. Two of those outings in April were against Quad Cities. Worked 2 scoreless against the Bandits in game 2 of the season here at Modern Woodman Park. Struck out 5 in 2 scoreless frames. The pitch. Slider, called strike, outer half. Rock didn't like the call, but it's 2-2. Then he pitched at home against the Bandits on April 25th. Earned his first win of the season in a piggyback start through 4 2/3. Gave up 1 hit and 3 walks with a season-high 6 strikeouts. 2-2. In the dirt, it ricochets off Granadillo towards the Bandits' dugout, and the count's full. Cubs lead 1-0 in the bottom of the third. Steven Zoback just threw his first perfect frame in the last half of the inning. Armstrong trying to reciprocate with his. Payoff pitch, high in the air. This one into foul territory on the first base side. And that soaring pop-up's going to land foul in the Party Plaza. Another baseball that was hit very high in the air. And that's something you'll see when a left-handed batter against a right-handed pitcher swings at that slider on the inner half, if not off the plate. Kind of scoops it up and sends it way up into the sky. Another 3-2. Reached out and poked towards second base. Easy roller for Ramirez. He grabs and flips DeLong to end the inning. So both starting pitchers with a perfect third. 1/3 of the ball game in the books. It's the Cubs up 1-0 on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931. But it's not just home to the River Bandits, it's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Cubs half of the fourth ready to commence here at downtown Davenport. It's 1-0 South Bend. Cubs have scored 17 unanswered runs against Quad Cities going back to the ninth inning in the series opener on Tuesday. Of course, the vast majority of those runs scored in a 15-0 shellacking last night. Felix Stevens leads off the fourth against Steven Zoback. He swings at the first pitch, pops it into the first base bullpen, and Brett Squires makes a nice catch up against the tarp for out number one. Stevens retired on just one pitch. Squires had to go a ways into foul territory, and with the wind pushing the ball towards the party plaza, that was an even tougher task than usual. Steven Zoback points out to Squires as if to say thank you. And now here's Johnny Long. One out, base is empty. First pitch on the way. Big breaking ball is at the knees for a called strike. Long, 22 years old from Orange, California. Zoback from San Jose. 0-1. Wave and a miss. Good slider. Nothing in two. Just like Stevens, Long popped up to Squires his last time up. Uses his batter timeout. Now steps back into the box. Zoback ready to fire. 0-2 pitch. Line drive back into center field. A base hit. Zoback none too pleased. Fourth knock of the game for South Bend. Their first since the second inning. And a man on for Parker Chavers. That sequence there has kind of summed up how not only the last couple of weeks, but frankly the month has gone for Quad Cities on the mound. They have gotten into many a two-strike count, but the strikeout numbers have dropped, unable to finish off those outs. Here's Chavers. First pitch to him, high for ball one. Quad Cities has not turned a double play tonight. They lead the league with 40 on the season. 1-0. A bit high, 2-0. Zoback has induced three this year. Two of those against South Bend on April 25th at Four Winds Field. That was the week Quad Cities turned 15 against the Cubs. Chavers pops one up, shallow left field. Warner into foul territory. The third baseman makes the catch over his head and throws it back towards the infield. Another nice grab by a corner infielder in foul territory. First Brett Squires against the tarp. Now Werner venturing towards Quad City's bullpen. So Long remains at first base. Zoback gets that second out. And he'll face Jordan Wogu, two gone. Werner looking behind himself. His back turned to the infield. First pitch. Slider's there for a called strike. Wogu, a former top 30 prospect in Chicago's system, entered the series one for his last 20 with 11 strikeouts. The pitch. Slider outside. 1-1. Through his first two games this week, though, he's 3-for-9 with a double, a homer, and two RBIs, plus one walk. Still just hitting 156 on the year after being sent back to high A after beginning the year in Tennessee. 1-1, grounded to third. Werner's got it. Over to Pineda. That ends the inning. Quad Cities once again with the scoreless frame tossed by Steven Zoback. That's three straight for him. However, the Cubs in front still 1-0 on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Searching for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located behind Section 7 inside the ballpark, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com. Quad Cities comes back to the plate for the bottom of the fourth inning. South Bend still on top, 1-0 in game three of this series. Set currently tied up at one win apiece. For the Bandits, 3, 4, and 5 due up against Sam Armstrong. The right-hander has given up 3 total base runners tonight. He's got 4 strikeouts. First pitch, check swing, clearly went around. That's strike one on a pitch on the lower outside corner. Jensen flew out to right field his first time up, a left-handed bat against the righty Armstrong. Shakes off a couple of signs, now has one he likes. A one. Big curveball in there for a called strike two. Armstrong has not thrown that pitch a ton today. When he looks for a breaking option, it's usually the slider. Maybe he'll change it up second time through the lineup. 0-2 on the way. Slider fouled off the end of the bat towards Quad Cities on deck circle. Bandits have just 4 total hits over their last 12 innings going back to yesterday. Their lone knock today, a single by Jared Dickey in the second. Jensen trying to battle. 0-2 pitch. Line drive down the left field line, but slicing foul into the Bandits bullpen. Jensen has had a proclivity for the extra base hit this month, especially the double. He has 10 of his 13 doubles in May. Another 0-2 foul ball. It's dribbled to the right side. Carter with 13 doubles. That leads the team. 3 triples. That's tied for the league lead, or team lead, I should say. Another 0-2 from Armstrong. This one left low and outside. 1-2. 4 homers for Jensen. 19 RBIs. 37 walks to 40 strikeouts. 1-2. Fouled off the plate umpire Tatum Littleton. Ward off the shin guard. He's okay. He'll take a brief moment to shake it off. 1-2. Again, Armstrong shaking off a couple of suggestions. Now 1-2. High and away with a fastball. 2-2. Sam with now 61 pitches under his belt, 38 have gone for a strike. Zoback for Quad Cities has thrown 58, 40 for a strike. 2-2, high fly, deep right field, turning his chavers, that ball is gone! Onto the patio for a solo smash, Carter Jensen has tied the game at 1 on his 5th home run of the season. He fouls off several 2-strike pitches, finally gets one he can work with and powers it over the right field wall. 5 homers, 20 driven in for the Royals' number 10 prospect. Carter Jensen just continues to produce for the River Bandits in one way or another. Seems like he's always bringing something to the table offensively. So Quad City snaps a 17-run stretch for the South Bend Cubs. First pitch to Brett Squires. A foul ball towards Chris Corbett on the right side. Bandits have scored for the first time since they scored 3 runs in the 8th inning on Tuesday in that 10-5 win. A 1 pitch, low and away, 1-1. Brett Squires, a big part of that win on Tuesday. He hit his team-leading 8th home run. The pitch, fastball outside, 2-1. For Sam Armstrong, the homer ends a streak of 16 and a third straight scoreless innings. The pitch. Slider fouled back, 2-2. The home run, the first he has allowed since May 7th. It's just his second home run allowed on the year. Gave up the blast against the Colonels to Rebel Cespedes. 2-2. Fouled off the end of the stick. Squire stays alive. Both starting pitchers have looked really good today. They both had to work for all their outs, though. It hasn't been smooth sailing, that's for sure. Squire's looking for some two-strike offense. The pitch fouled off of himself. He warded off the leg somewhere and now hobbles to the right side of the home plate circle. Needing a moment to walk it off, Tatum Littleton will step in front of home plate and stall the game. He asked Brett if he needed him to brush off home plate. He says, no, I'm good. Armstrong, second time through the order, seeing a lot of two-strike foul balls. 2-2. This time a wave and a miss. Breaking ball in the dirt. Granadillo picks up the loose ball, throws over to first, and that's out number one. Fifth strikeout, though, for Armstrong. He has just racked those up against Quad Cities this year. That is his 16th against the River Bandits. And that's over the course of just 11 and a third. So one out, nobody aboard for Trevor Werner. A swinging strikeout for him back in the second inning. First pitch. Low and inside, ball one. Looks like the Cubs will be the first to activate the bullpen today. Some stirring on the right side of the diamond. The pitch. Slider, called strike. It nips the outer edge of the zone, 1-1. Looks like the Cubs are going to turn to a left-hander. One-one. Sharply hit, but on the ground foul towards the Bandits bullpen. One ball, two strikes on Werner. Trevor won for his first seven in the series, but he's worked a couple of walks. Also doubled in the game yesterday. Seventh round pick by the Royals last year. As I mentioned, a former two-way standout at Texas A&M. He could throw a fastball over 90. 1-2 pitch. Down and away with a slider. Two balls, two strikes. Trevor seeing that pitch a lot in two-strike counts. And he is clearly starting to figure that one out a little bit. See what Armstrong goes to here. 2-2. Same pitch, but too far outside to consider swinging. It's a full count. Even though Armstrong gave up a run earlier this frame, he's still only allowed one walk. The pitch. Broken bat roller to the left side. Three hops for Garcia. Third baseman gloves, throws across the diamond to first. Werner is out number two. So another good at-bat for Quad Cities. Second time through the order, they are making Armstrong work much harder. And his pitch count as a result, now it's 75. Can't imagine he will work much further than four innings tonight. Up comes Jared Dickey. Two gone, bases clear. First pitch, slider, swing and a miss, strike one. Dickey now with a six-game on-base streak after singling in the second for Quad City's first hit of the night. A one. Another slider, another strike. This one taken on the lower outside corner. Nothing in two. A 241 average for Dickey this year. Five homers, 18 driven in, and a 779 OPS in his first season in high A. Armstrong's 0-2. Check swing. Changeup was down and away. No appeal. It's one ball, two strikes. Dickey's done a good job working walks. 23 to 33 strikeouts this year. That's why his on-base percentage is north of 350. 1-2. Ground ball, softly hit to short. Rojas charges, gloves, throws on the run to first. It's in time, beating Dickey by a step. That ends the frame. Quad Cities, though, has tied it up. They are in the run column for the first time since Tuesday, courtesy of Carter Jensen's fifth home run of the year. 1-1, we go to the fifth on the River Bandits Baseball Network. There's no better way to watch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Woodland Park's five unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Summer is here, and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
A solo homer from Carter Jensen has tied this game up at one. Cubs took the lead in the first inning, but Steven Zoback has kept him off the board since and allowed the bats to knot it up. Top of five, ready to commence, with Dylan Granadillo leading it off, the eight-hole hitter facing the righty Zoback. First pitch, wave and a miss on a breaking ball. More often than not, Zobie has found himself in pitcher's duels this year. For whatever reason, he gets by far the worst run support among any Bandit starter. Swing and a miss on an 0-1 breaking ball, nothing at two. When Zoback starts, Quad City's offense averages just over 2.5 runs per game. Zoback has made 7 starts, and in those contests, Quad City's has scored just 18 runs. Now 19, including Jensen's homer. 0-2. Foul ball off the foot of Tatum Littleton. Count holds. This is the fourth at-bat for Granadillo, going back to 2023. His fourth with South Bend, that is. Three of them against Quad Cities. 0-2, wave and a miss. Strike three on a good breaking ball. Granadillo is out number one. That's Zoback's second K. So one gone, no one on for Ravaj Garcia. Second time through the order, Zoback has been much more like his usual self. Switch hitter bats left. First pitch is lined down the left field line, slicing towards the bullpen. This one lands just foul. Nadal tracking it down, but it lands to the left of the chalk. First time through the order, the Cubs picked up 3 hits, a walk, and a run. Second time through the order, with Garcia being the last batter in that sequence, Zoback has given up just 1 base runner. That single to Long in the fourth, and he was promptly stranded 2 batters later. Garcia back in the box. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Inside, that got him. Did it? Maybe not. I think it just was the sound of the ball hitting the net that threw me off. How Garcia didn't get hit by that pitch, I'm not sure. That was 92 way inside, but Ravaj quicker than a cat. 1-1. Line drive foul off the sweets on the left side and down into the seating bowl. That left-hander for the Cubs still warming up in the bullpen. Understandable after their starting pitcher, Sam Armstrong, has thrown 79 pitches tonight. The toss. Little blooper towards left center field. Charging Nadal. He won't get there. It one hops into the left fielder's glove, and Garcia has a one-out single. Zoback got one in on his hands. But an inside-out swing from Garcia nets him a knock. Number 2 of the series for him. And there's a man aboard with one out for Brett Bateman. Double play depth for the Bandits middle infield. Third baseman Werner playing in. First pitch, split finger change on the lower outside corner, 0-1. Bateman started the year outside of the Cubs' top 30 in terms of prospect status. He's now in at number 29, 0-1. Chopper to the right side, gloved in foul territory by Squires. Nothing in two. Bateman, 1-for-2 in the game, having scored the Cubs' only run. He came in on Rojas' sac fly in the first. Only one time in 11 games against Quad Cities this year has he not reached at least twice. 0-2 pitch. Grounder through the right side, a seeing eye single into the outfield. From first to third base goes Garcia. Dickey's throw, not cut off, but the throw to third well late. And sure enough, Brett Bateman reaches for a second time against Quad Cities. He is hitting nearly 500 against the Royals' high A affiliate this year. So more troubles caused by Bateman. It's runners at the corners with one out for Pedro Ramirez. Pedro 1-for-2, a single back in the first. Sobak rolls the gloves, the baseball in his fingers, I should say. Bluffs a throw over to first, and now we'll just reset. Fresh 18 seconds on the pitch clock. 1-1 game in the top of the fifth. First pitch to Ramirez is lined into left field. Cubs are back in front. Second knock of the game for Ramirez. He goes to first, Bateman to second. In to score Garcia, Cubs up 2-1. Just as Quad Cities had tied the game, the Cubs strike for three straight singles after having just one in their second time through the order prior to Garcia. So for Pedro, RBI number 27 on the season. Two men on for Jefferson Rojas. He's first pitch swinging, and he plops it into left center field. Around third base goes Bateman. He scores. Throw goes to second as Rojas slides in safely. It's an RBI double. The Cubs now with a two-run lead. It's 3-1. Four straight hits for South Bend here in the fifth inning. Well, you knew Bateman was going to score for sure. Ramirez got up to third base and opted to stop there. Derek Lewis, the Bandits pitching coach, now going to head out to the hill with the entirety of Quad Cities infield and talk things over. So all of a sudden, the Cubs have just started to carousel their way around the base path, station to station. Rojas with a double, his sixth of the year, RBI number 31. That leads the team. Pitch count for Zoback now at 71. Looks like Kale Emshoff, the backup catcher tonight, has stood up in Quad City's bullpen, but he's not yet throwing or catching anybody, I should say. Bandits now have to bring the infield in as DeLu departs into the dugout. Runners at second and third with one out, and the dangerous Felix Stevens in the box. Time called. And the Bandits are going to intentionally walk Stevens. How often do you see a free pass in the fifth inning? That gives you an idea of how well he's swinging it. Quad Cities has looked at the numbers, and they would rather load the bases with one out for Johnny Long, keeping the corners in and putting Dickerson and Pineda at double play depth. Right on right, first pitch. Splitter is low, ball one. Gotta imagine there will be quite a few split finger changeups in this at bat as Zoback tries to induce the ground ball. Right-hander's 1-0. Same pitch, and that's a strike lower inside corner. Long with 22 RBIs in 35 games for the Cubs this year. 1-for-2 tonight with a single back in the fourth inning. Here comes the 1-1. High fly, right field, and pretty deep. Dickey backpedaling towards the warning track. He'll make the catch. Rojas tags from third. Everybody else tags up as well. Throw goes to second. Stevens is in safely, and the Cubs tack on another. It's 4-1 here in the fifth. A sac fly for Johnny Long, who picks up his 23rd RBI. Very nice situational hitting. So Long gets the job done. And now here's Parker Chavers men at second and third with two outs. First pitch, ground ball through the right side, another base hit. One run scores. Here comes Stevens around third. Dickey's throw to the plate, cut off. The Cubs have put up a five spot in the fifth for the second straight ball game. 7-1 South Bend. They've got now six in this frame. And things are just going from bad to worse for Zoback. These have not been particularly poor pitches, but the Cubs are finding every nook and cranny out there. So now right on right against Jordan Wogu. Runner takes off, pitches high, throw to second base from Hernandez, not in time. Adding insult to injury, Chavers swipes second base. And now another man is in scoring position. Wogu is the ninth man to hit in the inning for South Bend. Two outs, man at second, Wogu 0-2. The pitch, slider popped off the hands, foul over the screen, 1-1. Zoback had started this game so well, given up just one run in his first four innings, that after striking out Granadillo to begin the frame, it's been disastrous for him. Time called. Home plate umpire Tatum Littleton waits for the bat boy to pick up a loose ball that made its way down from Quad City's bullpen. It's Chase Wallace who is starting to get loose for the Bandits. That lefty for South Bend looks ready to go on the right side of the diamond. 1-1. Low and away. Two balls, one strike. Zoback now closing in on 80 pitches. He's thrown 78 and 56 have been for a strike. Again, he's not just walking guys around the diamond. He's throwing plenty of strike. The Cubs are just turning him into hits. 2-1. Wogu punches it foul over the right side. So Zoback is now allowed six runs in each of his last two starts. Gave up six tallies in five frames against Dayton last week. 6 4 2/3 today. Zoback trying to shut the door on this rally. The pitch. In the dirt, gets away from Hernandez. Up to third goes Chavers. It'll be a wild pitch. Six-one lead for South Bend here in the top of the fifth inning. They really blew the door off the game yesterday with a five-run fifth. That was just a third of their runs in the game, though. Payoff pitch to Wogu. High fly, deep left center field. Back into the alley goes Rockefort. He circles behind it and makes the catch to end the inning. South Bend brings nine batters to the plate in the fifth. Another five spot extends their lead to 6-1. To the bottom of the fifth we go. Second half of the ball game next on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
just after Quad Cities had tied the game up at one in the very next half inning. The South Bend Cubs jump back in front with a five spot. They are ahead 6-1 as we open the bottom of the fifth. New pitcher for the Cubs, Chase Watkins, the lefty. First pitch to Dustin Dickerson is driven well towards center field. Bateman back with room. He'll make a two-handed catch over his head. And despite a good swing, Dusty is the first out. Final line for Armstrong. Another very strong performance for him. Four innings of one-run ball. He allowed the tally on Jensen's homer. One of the two hits he gave up, he walked just one, and he struck out five. So now Omar Hernandez to the plate. One out, base is clear. First pitch, curveball high and outside. Watkins, 24 years old from Watsonville, California. A ninth round pick by Chicago in 2021 out of Oregon State. Here's his 1-0 pitch. Fastball rocketed to deep left field. Wogu back towards the track. He makes the catch on said track, and there are two gone. Wow. Those are two flyouts in your scorebook, but two terrific swings when you just look at the action on the field. Dickerson sends one towards deep center, Hernandez with one towards deep left, but two outs are on the board, and Davies Nadal's at the plate. First pitch, called strike, lower inside corner on a breaking ball. Davies, one of the five strikeout victims for Armstrong, went down swinging his first time up in the third. A one. Popped him up left side of the infield. Ravage Garcia looks to be taking charge. He crosses over into foul territory and makes the catch in front of the coach's box to end the inning. Well, that's about as efficient of a frame as you could hope for Chase Watkins. He needs just a handful of pitches to dispatch the Bandits in the fifth. Another chase. We'll take over on the hill. This one, Chase Wallace, top of the sixth next. Cubs up 6-1.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
As we begin the top of the sixth inning, both starting pitchers are officially done for the night. Chase Watkins threw a scoreless bottom of the fifth for South Bend. In the top of the sixth, it's Chase Wallace for Quad Cities. He faces Dylan Granadillo, and the catcher chases on a pitch low and away for strike one. Tried to check his swing, but to no avail. Tatum Littleton didn't even need to appeal over to Pineda. 8-9-1 due up for the Cubs. 0-1 pitch. Sharply hit, one hop, it's snagged over at first by Squires. He flips to Wallace covering, and there's out number one. A terrific backhanded sliding stop for Squires. Granadillo with a strong swing, but wrong place, wrong time. One of the better defensive plays for the River Bandits this week. Here's Ravage Garcia now. Switch hitting third baseman, of course, batting left. Third baseman Werner, a bit in on the left side. First pitch, chopped up the middle. Two easy hops for Dickerson. He gloves, routine throw to first. Two gone. So both relievers have come in and picked up two very quick outs. And it's back to the top of the order for South Bend in Brett Bateman. Bateman, one of the catalysts during that five-run inning for South Bend. Quad City starter Steven Zoback struck out Granadillo, but then gave up five straight base runners. First pitch. Fastball right there, strike one. Final line for Zobie. It's a line very similar to last week against Dayton. Five innings pitched, six runs allowed on nine hits, two walks, and two strikeouts. Here's the 0-1 to Bateman. Slider bends into the lower outside corner, nothing and two. 12th outing of the year for Wallace, the former Tennessee product. 0-2 with a 2.31 ERA, 16 strikeouts in 16 and a third. 0-2, low and outside, one ball, two strikes. Wally is 25 years old from Carrollton, Georgia. Signed as an undrafted free agent back in 2020. One, two, toss. Slider, see you later. Strike three on the outer edge. Bateman knew it. A 1-2-3 frame for Chase Wallace. Quad City's pitching staff's second of the ball game. Bandits quickly back to the plate for the bottom of the sixth. They trail 6-1 on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience in America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
The sixth here in downtown Davenport. Quad City's looking to cut into a 6-1 deficit. Cubs beat them badly with a 15-0 shutout win yesterday. And Quad City's once again trying to dig itself out of a hole. Top third of the order due up against Chase Watkins. The lefty for South Bend needed just five pitches to retire the bottom third of the Bandits order in his first frame. Left on left, first pitch. Fastball down the middle, strike one. It's Watkins' first appearance of the week, his 14th of the season. He is 2-1 with a 4.91 ERA. 25 strikeouts in 22 innings. 0-1. Wave and a miss. Great curveball. Nothing in two. Jack Pinedo with a walk and a pop-up today. He is one of just four River Bandits who have reached in the contest. Sam Armstrong walked him on four straight pitches to begin the bottom of the first. He stole second, but was left stranded. 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball, tapped foul up the first baseline. It rolls foul in front of the coach's box. Count holds. Armstrong, a fastball slider pitcher, if you will. At least those were the two tosses he used most successfully tonight. Watkins leaning a lot more on his curveball. Chase settles in, sets at the belt. The pitch fouled over the press box on the left side. That actually caught a piece of the press box and then goes down into the seating bowl. A couple of unsuspecting fans in the first row just found a souvenir from the heavens. Pineda, a 262 hitter this year, choked up on the bat. The 0-2 pitch hit him on the elbow guard. And Tatum Littleton grants him first base. That pitch snuck a bit too far inside. Pineda's got the right equipment for that. He'll head down to first base. Second hit batter for Quad Cities tonight. And it brings up Carson Rockefort with a man on in the sixth. Just the third time this year, Pineda's been plunked. Rockefort looking to snap in 0 for 2, going left on left against Watkins. First pitch, high and inside, ball one. Rockefort, a former Ragin' Cajun, got a taste of full season minor league ball with Single A Columbia last year. Quickly finding himself here in the Midwest League. 1-0 pitch. Curveball called strike lower inside corner. And that one looked like it was moving through molasses. About as slow of a pitch as you're going to see. 1-1. Fastball missed away. Two balls, one strike. Bandits down 6-1 in the bottom of the sixth inning. Line score looks like this. For the Cubs, 6 runs, 9 hits, no errors. For the Bandits, 1 run, 2 hits, no errors. Pineda already has 1 stolen bag tonight. He's at first. 2-1, breaking ball grounded to second. Ramirez has it to short for one. No throw to first. Rojas never got a good throw off or a good grip of the ball, I should say. Smart decision for him to hold on. Had to kind of drag his foot across the base. And with Rockefort's speed, all kinds of reasons to just take the one there. So Pineda retired 4-6 at second. Rocco reaches on a fielder's choice. And up comes Carter Jensen, who has the Bandits' lone run with that homer in the fourth. First pitch swing, and he pops one up high in the air, shallow right center. Ramirez, the second baseman, goes out. He's called off by Chavers, who rushes in from right field and makes the catch. So one pitch needed to retire Jensen. Exactly what Watkins was looking for. And now he'll face another lefty in Brett Squires. Rockefort already with his lead at first base. And Squires is just now stepping into the box. A throw over. And he's back standing up. Garson is top 8 in the league in stolen bases with 15. But he's also been caught 6 times. The pitch. Fastball called strike lower outside corner. It's been a high-risk, high-reward base-running strategy for Quad Cities this year. Far more aggressive on the base paths than last summer. 0-1. Fouled over the left side. Nothing at 2. Of course, the personnel dictates that quite considerably. With the lineup the Bandits have out there tonight, truly 1 through 9 could attempt to steal, including the catcher Omar Hernandez, who was the best base-stealing catcher in minor league baseball last year. 0-2, check swing, pitch was high. He did not go. Rafael Pineda confirms ball one on the appeal. Last year, Quad Cities was one of the most efficient base-stealing teams in the league, putting up a stolen base percentage of .806, second best mark in the MWL, but they only had the 6th highest total stolen bases with 154. They're almost halfway to that mark this year. 1-2, breaking ball, high and inside, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Brett Squires, a good base stealer, but he has not been on tonight. 0-for-2 with a couple of swinging strikeouts, both of those against Armstrong. Watkins sets, 2-2 pitch. Fastball, got him swinging, strike 3. Third K for Squires, and Quad Cities gets nothing in the 5th. Correction, in the 6th inning. We go to the 7th at Modern Woodman Park. 6-1 Cubs on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together. Over their last 15 innings at the plate, Quad Cities has been held to just 5 hits and 1 run. South Bend takes a 5 tally advantage into the top of the 7th here at Modern Woodman Park. They will have 2, 3, and 4, looking to add on to a 6-1 lead. Chase Wallace back out there. He threw a perfect 6th inning on just 7 pitches. First pitch to Pedro, a slider. It's on the lower outside corner. Ramirez has 2 of the Cubs' 9 hits today, both of them singles. His second came in the 5th. He drove in a run. 0-1 pitch. Popped off the hands towards shortstop. Dustin Dickerson all by himself makes the catch. One quickly away. Wallace has been going through a bit of a rough stretch here in the month of May. In April, he gave up just 1 earned run in 5 outings. Started out May with 3 straight scoreless appearances, but entering tonight, he's given up runs in 3 straight. First pitch to Rojas. Called strike with a changeup, lower outside corner. Last time out, Wallace surrendered a season-high 3 runs against Dayton on the 26th. 0-1. Scooped into right field. Dickey, back towards the screen, will make the catch on the warning track. That ball carried a little bit, but it's an out nonetheless. 2 gone. The Cubs now with their 6-1 lead, looking a little more hack-happy at the plate, if you will. Whether that or not that's confidence, I'm not sure. But whatever their reasoning is, it's working out well for Wallace. 2 outs, nobody on for Stevens. First pitch swinging, right on cue. He lines it into center field for a base hit. Felix Stevens with his first knock of the ball game. It's his 4th of the series already. I guess once you've taken so many early swings, eventually some are going to end up hits. Stevens has already extended his on-base streak to 20 games tonight, but he reaches with 2 outs for Jonathan Long. First pitch at the knees, a called strike. Wallace not fazed by the knock. Chase has done such a good job just keeping guys off the base paths this year. His ERA at 3.31, but his whip is just .86. 0-1. Wave and a miss. Long with a pirouette swing. Tried to, I think, check the swing. But he chased low and inside. Nothing at 2. Kind of spun around out of the box. Wallace clearly in the driver's seat. He fires in. Stevens takes off for 2nd, and Long chops it off his hands foul into the first base dugout. Not only is the whip good for Wallace, but teams are only hitting .180 against him coming into tonight. Picked up a strikeout of Bateman back in the 6th. Trying to retire Long and get the Bandits back into the dugout for the bottom of the 7th with his team trailing by 5. Here's the pitch. Slider got him looking. Strike 3 on the outside black. Long didn't like the call, but Chase Wallace has himself 2 scoreless innings out of the Bandits bullpen. QC looking for some runs. They trail 6-1. Bottom of the 7th next on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
There's no better way to catch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Woodman Park's 5 unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Chase Wallace has been exactly what Quad Cities needed out of the bullpen. He's come in for relief of Steven Zoback and fired off back-to-back scoreless innings. Quad Cities, though, at the plate, struggling still. They only scored one run against Sam Armstrong, and through two innings against Chase Watkins, they've had no hits. Trevor Werner leads it off. First pitch, low and in for ball one. Watkins trying to put together a three-inning outing for just the second time this year in what's now 14 appearances. 1-0 to Trevor. Check swing, pitch low and in. It was a curveball. Two balls, no strikes. Werner, Dickey, Dickerson due up. That's 5-6-7. Werner 0-for-2 with a strikeout against Armstrong in the second inning. Watkins delivers. Ground ball sharply hit down the third baseline into the corner. Werner around first base on his way to second. Wogu still chasing after the baseball. Werner around second base on his way to third, and the throw is well late. That's a leadoff stand-up triple for Werner, his first three-bagger of the season. Got a pitch on the lower inside corner and turned on it. That ball rolled all the way down in front of the grounds gate. Wogu had to range a long ways to pick it up. So a great start for Quad Cities here in the seventh. Man at third, no one out for Jared Dickey. First pitch. Slider inside, ball one. Dickey's got 18 RBIs in 41 games this year. Before that swing from Werner, he had half of Quad Cities' hits with a single in the second. 1-0. Chopper back up the middle. That should get the job done. Shortstop Rojas fields, throws to first, and it takes long off the bag. Dickey is safe, and Werner scores with Quad City's second run. Should be an RBI, though, for Dickey. So now Dustin Dickerson up, man at first, nobody out. Cubs have started to warm up a right-hander. Nice work from Dickey just to put the ball in play and allow that run to score. First pitch, fouled off the hands, into the screen, strike one. Both teams with right-handers up in the bullpen. For Chase Wallace, or excuse me, for Quad Cities, it looks like Brandon Johnson. 0-1 to Dickerson. High. Back pick first. Back with a dive. Dickey. He's safe. Jared Dickey is going to get credit for an RBI single. The ruling was he would have been safe even if the throw had been on the money. The pitch. Low and inside. 2-1. So Jared now with a 2-for-3 performance. The multi-hit game, number 7 on the season for him. Hitters count for Dusty, but first, a throw to first. And Jarrett's back. Here in the bottom of the seventh, we get to check out the Midwest League scoreboard for the first time. Believe it or not, everybody is still playing. 2-1. Inside, three balls, one strike. The game that is closest to finishing, in fact, it just finished. Lansing and Peoria, the Lugnuts beat the Chiefs 3-2 at Jackson Field. 3-1 to Dickerson. Fastball, called strike, outer half. Dusty threw the bat aside, thinking it was ball four. And now he awkwardly has to go pick it up and step back in. Feels like that happens way more often nowadays than it did even 5 or 10 years ago. Any pitch that's even borderline, the hitter tries to sell it immediately. And it leads to a lot of having to pick up the bat off the ground. 3-2. Breaking ball, punched foul over the first base dugout. Nice job from Dickerson. Body was a bit out in front, but the hand stayed back, and he stays alive. They're in the bottom of the eighth inning in Wisconsin. Timber Rattlers taking on the Fort Wayne Tin Caps this week. Here comes the payoff pitch from Watkins. Another one pushed foul over the right side of the ballpark. The Tin Caps currently lead the Rattlers 3-2 in the bottom of the eighth inning. All the Western Division teams hoping Fort Wayne holds on. Wisconsin leading the division. And the Western side of things at 30-17. Another payoff pitch. Curveball slapped foul over the first base dugout. Boy, the seats on the right side just getting filled up with souvenirs. There are bodies all over the place, reaching down in the aisles onto the seats. Eighth pitch of the at-bat. Hit well. Right center field. Pretty deep. Chavers going back. Still going back. He'll play it off the wall. Around third base goes Dickey. The throw on its way. Not in time. RBI double Dustin Dickerson. Boy, he had to work for that one. Quad Cities now within three. It's 6-3 in the bottom of the seventh. Fourth double of the year for Dickerson, RBI number 10. And that was one of his best at-bats of the season. Chavers took a terrible route in right field. He may have had a shot to catch it, but his route began extremely laterally. Took about a 90-degree turn back towards the fence after he realized he had misjudged it, and it winds up an RBI double for Dickerson. Nick Lovello's deciding to make a pitching change. Chase Watkins looked great in his first two innings, but the start of his third, not so much. We'll be right back. Quad Cities has made it a 6-3 ball game here on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
Quad Cities is rallying here in the seventh. They've scored back-to-back runs and trimmed the deficit to three. Carlo Reyes, the new right-hander for South Bend. first man he faces, Omar Hernandez. He chops the pitch over to third base. Garcia retires him 5-3. And that is just what Nick Lovello needed. Reyes comes in, gets that first out, and Dickerson remains at second base after he had just driven in Quad City's last run with an RBI double. So a man aboard with one out for Davis Nadal, the nine-hole hitter. Lots of room on that left side with the shortstop Rojas holding Dickerson. Reyes fires. First pitch, swing and a miss. Good fastball. 25-year-old Reyes from Boca Chica in the Dominican Republic. Signed as a free agent just this year with the Cubs. Spent last year in the Dodgers system. 0-1. Low and outside with a changeup. One ball and one strike. Reyes, 6 feet, 212 pounds. Making his fifth appearance of the season for South Bend. He has yet to give up an earned run. He looks towards second, the 1-1 pitch. Low and inside, 2-1. The book still not closed on Chase Watkins because he's responsible for Dickerson at second base. But right now his line reads, 2 innings, 2 runs, 3 hits, no walks, and a K. 2-1 on the way to Nadal. Hit in the air, opposite field, that's left. Wogu to his right with room. He makes the catch, 2 gone. So Reyes with a couple of quick outs, retiring the 8 and 9 hitters. And the Bandits will look for some two-out success from Jack Pineda, the leadoff man. Reyes has thrown 5 innings prior to tonight for South Bend. He's given up 3 unearned runs on 3 hits, no walks, and 7 strikeouts. Pineda, 0 for 1 with a walk and a hit by pitch. The toss comes home, and it's a strike on the lower outside corner. It's Reyes' 4th season in pro ball. Signed with the Cubs earlier this month, back on May 5th. The pitch. Nope. He spins around and looks Dickerson back at second base. After signing, Reyes initially assigned to the Arizona Complex League, but he didn't pitch there. Joined South Bend on the 14th and made his debut for the Cubs just a couple of days later. Here's the 0-1. Wave and a miss. Pineda chased low. No balls, 2 strikes. Reyes began his career in 2019. After the Phillies signed him in October of 2018. Pitched really well in the Dominican Summer League that year. In 2021, pitched in low A. O2 to Pineda. Line drive, right center field. Slicing away from Bateman. This one hits the grass and rolls. In to score Dickerson. Pineda up the second base with a 2-out, 2-strike double. He has made it a 1-run ball game. And Quad Cities, they have found something against this Cubs bullpen. 6-4 now. It's a 2-run game. Double number 8 for Pineda and his 20th RBI. Reyes got him into a 2-strike count, but left a 2-strike offering up in the zone. Not typically something you want to do. Bandits now with 4 hits in this inning. 3 have gone for extra bases, including the leadoff triple from Warner that got the whole thing started. Inning extended for Carson Rockefort, another left-handed batter. First pitch, low and away, ball 1. Of course, that run is charged to Watkins. So the book officially closed on him. 3 runs allowed in 2 innings. The pitch. Fastball, high and away, 2-0. Appeal down now, and Rafael Pineda says no swing. Watkins relieved Sam Armstrong, took over in the 5th. He did just a few pitches for a 1-2-3 frame. Allowed a man to reach on a hit by pitch in the 6th, but face just 1 over the minimum. 2-0. Called strike. Fastball lower outside corner. He then gave up the triple to Warner. an RBI infield single to Dickey, and then after a 9-pitch at-bat, the RBI double to Dickerson, and that's when Reyes took over. Rocco looking for his first hit tonight. 2-1 is blooped foul over the screen. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Even though Rockefeller's been hitting in the number 1 and the number 2 spots on the card this year, he's got a decent amount of RBIs, having driven in 18 in 44 games. Bandits could use a 2-out, 2-strike RBI here. Rockefeller represents the tying run. Reyes looks back towards Pineda. The pitch. Slider grounded softly to second base. Ramirez grabs and throws to first. That ends the inning. It's a 3-run seventh for the River Bandits. They've made this a much more interesting ball game. 6-4 Cubs. We go to the eighth on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Quad City's bats have come alive late. They've trimmed their deficit down to 2 as the Cubs head to the plate for the top of the 8th. Parker Chavers leading it off against Brandon Johnson. Right-hander's first pitch skipped into the dirt. It's ball 1. Chavers, the first of the 6, 7, and 8 hitters due up. Second toss from Johnson, much better in the bottom of the zone for a called strike 1. Johnson taking over for Chase Wallace, who looked very good tonight. 1-1. Fastball, called strike, lower outside corner. 1-2. Wallace goes 2 scoreless innings in relief of Steven Zoback. Gave up just 1 hit, didn't walk anybody, and struck out a pair. 1-2 to Chavers. Fastball grounded over to second base. Routine play for Pineda. He's flipped the first in plenty of time. One away. Just like Chase Wallace, Brandon Johnson looking for a bit of a get-right performance. Both Chase and BJ were pretty much untouchable in April. But as this cruel game of baseball does, they were brought back to reality here in this month. First pitch to Wogu. Check swing. Low and inside. He did not go. Ball 1. Johnson was maybe the best relief pitcher in the Midwest League in April. Through 9 2/3 scoreless with 20 strikeouts. In May, he's given up 6 earned in 9 innings even. Wogu fouls one back to the screen. 1 ball, 1 strike. Johnson's given up runs in 3 of his last 5 outings, but last week against Dayton, threw a scoreless inning with 3 strikeouts. 1-1. Breaking ball, hit in the air, shallow right center, charging in Rockefeller, he makes a lunging catch. That's out number 2. One of those plays where Rockefeller It's just ever so slightly leaning over a bit more, but he never had to dive. Makes the catch, staying on both feet. And that brings up Granadillo. Two outs, bases clear. Dylan 0 for 3 in his first game of the season. First pitch, line towards second. A one-hopper gloved by Pineda. He tosses to Squires. Inning over. Quad City's bullpen has locked it down. Three straight scoreless innings. And now the offense goes back to work, looking at just a two-run deficit. 6-4 Cubs, bottom of the eighth next on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Searching for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located behind Section 7 inside the ballpark, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
River Bandits are back to the plate for their half of the eighth inning. South Bend in front, 6-4, but Quad Cities just made it a two-run deficit with three runs in their last trip to the plate. Jensen Squires, Werner due up against Carlo Reyes. First pitch from the right-hander is at the base of the zone for a called strike. Jensen's hit three balls in the air today, two flyouts to right, and one solo homer to right field. Here's the pitch. Change up, called strike, lower inside corner, nothing in two. Reyes pitching as high as double A in his career. Now here in high A in the Cubs system, 0-2. Low and inside, one ball, two strikes. Pitched for Redding in 2022. Was let go by the Phillies. Picked up by the Dodgers last year, but released at the end of the season. He was playing indie ball this summer before he was signed by the Cubs. 1-2. Down and away, two balls, two strikes. Pitched in just one game for the Charleston Dirty Birds in the Atlantic League before Chicago picked him up. Charleston, the same team Kevin Maiton was playing for before the Cardinals, or before the Twins rather, signed him just about a month ago. Jensen fouls off a two-strike pitch back to the screen. Bandits down 6-4 in the bottom of the eighth inning. Looking to take a 2-1 lead in this six-game set. Bandits won the opener on Tuesday, 10-5. Lost yesterday, 15-0. 2-2 to Jensen. Line drive through the right side, another base hit. That skips off the lip of the grass into right field, and that is just what the Bandits needed here in the eighth inning. Quad Cities has picked up a couple of big two-strike hits against Reyes. Pineda brought Quad Cities to within two on an RBI double in a two-strike count in the seventh. Now Jensen with the leadoff knock. So another mound visit for South Bend. Bruce Billings will go out there. There is nobody warming up in either bullpen at the moment. While they talk things over on the mound, let's get you an update from around the Kansas City Royals farm system. The AAA affiliate, Omaha, is looking to sweep a doubleheader against Indianapolis. They beat the Indians 3-2 in game one of the twin bill. They needed an extra eighth inning for that one. In game two, Omaha is playing as the home team in Indy. It's a makeup game for earlier in the year. Chasers lead 6-0. They have scored in three of the first four innings. If the Chasers win that game, they will lead the International League at 36-16. Mound visit coming to a close here at Modern Woodman Park. Carter Jensen over at first base with nobody out, and Brett Squires looking to snap an 0 for 3 with 3 Ks. Reyes back to work, out of the stretch, first pitch. Fastball pops the glove on the outer half for strike one. The AA affiliate, Northwest Arkansas, they have given up runs in each of the first four innings and trail Tulsa 10-1 in the bottom of the fifth in Oklahoma. The 0-1 pitch, slider, swing and a miss. That one, I think, went below the knees of Squires. It's nothing at two. For the single-A Fireflies, they're having a tough night as well. They trail Kannapolis 13-5 in the bottom of the eighth inning. 0-2 to Squires. Popped foul over the third base side. Brett stays alive. Squires does not own a four-strikeout game this year. He will wear the golden sombrero should Reyes K him here in the eighth. Jensen with good speed at first, held on by Long. Another 0-2. Wave and a miss. Got him chasing the changeup off the lower outside corner. First strikeout of the ball game for Reyes, number four for Squires. And up comes Trevor Werner. Now Werner got the rally started for the Bandits in the seventh. Led off the inning against Chase Watkins with a hard hit triple down the left field line. Came in to score a few pitches later, courtesy of Jared Dickey. First pitch. Another one pulled to the left side, but foul. It bounces down the fence behind Quad City's dugout and rolls into the bullpen. That triple for Werner, his first as a River Bandit. Extra base hit number 12 on the season. 0-1. Changeup missed low. One ball, one strike. Another game has gone final in the Midwest League. The West Michigan Whitecaps got a victory over Great Lakes. Over in Grand Rapids, the final score 6-5 at LMCU Ballpark. 1-1, up and in. Werner leans out of the way. Two balls and one strike. Quad Cities at one point trailed this game 6-1. They had tied it up at one in the fourth inning, but then the Cubs popped off for five in the fifth. The Bandits had their big inning in the seventh. 2-1. Fastball, a called strike, back pick to first. And Jensen back with a head first dive. That's the second time tonight Granadillo has tried one of those. Defensively, he's looked pretty solid. He's been serving as pretty much the default bullpen catcher, if you will, over the last year or so for the Cubs. But he's getting a start tonight, allowing Ethan Hearn to get a day off after their third catcher, Casey Opitz, was placed on the IL yesterday. He was a late scratch on Tuesday. 2-2 to Werner. Wave and a miss. Got him chasing that slider low and away. Second K for Reyes and a big one. Two outs in the bottom of the eighth. And up comes Jared Dickey. Dickey's got Quad Cities. Well, he had the only multi-hit effort until Jensen's single. Guess Jared had the first. He's 2-for-3 with a pair of singles, including an RBI in the seventh. Right on left, first pitch. Called strike, good fastball at the base of the zone. Reyes doing a good job to work ahead in the count early. He's pitched an inning and two-thirds scoreless, giving up two hits with no walks and two Ks. He's thrown 20 of his 28 pitches for a strike. 0-1. Change up slow. One ball, one strike. South Bend with six runs on 10 hits, no errors. Quad Cities, 4 runs on 7 hits in nowheres. Nice to see a clean defensive game this week. The 1-1. Pulled foul towards the bullpen on the right side. It's been kind of a miserable week defensively. These teams combined for 6 errors on Tuesday and 4 errors yesterday. Bandits normally known to be a really solid defensive team, but it's kind of fallen off for them this series. Reyes is 1-2 pitch to Dickey. Low and inside, Granadillo stops the loose ball, and Jensen stays at first. Quad Cities has stranded 4 base runners tonight. South Bend has stranded 5. Jensen led off the inning with a single, but he has not moved. As Reyes struck out Squires and then Werner. 6-4 Cubs in the bottom of the 8th. 2 outs, 2-2 count, man at first. Jared Dickey looking for another big 2-out swing for Quad Cities. Here's the pitch. Low and inside with the slider. Count goes full, and now Jensen's going to get a head start on this next pitch. That means anything into the alleys or down the lines could bring Quad Cities to within a run. Dickey steps out of the box, stares at the bat, and takes a deep breath before striding back in. Reyes shakes off 3 pitch suggestions from Granadillo, now has what he wants. Payoff pitch on the way. Low and inside, he walked him on a slider. Jensen up to second base, Dickey to first. And now here is Dickerson. Cubs are going to get a right-hander up in the bullpen now. Reyes struggling a touch in this 8th inning. He's got the 2 strikeouts. But with 2 outs, the Bandits are not interested in calling it quits just yet. Dustin Dickerson put together a tremendous at-bat before an RBI double his last time up. He steps to the plate here and takes inside for ball one. Truly one of the best at-bats for Quad Cities of the season, if you ask me. 9-pitch battle against Chase Watkins, 1 with an RBI. 1-0. Popped in the air, shallow center field. Bateman lost it, now charging in. The shortstop Rojas out there, and he'll make the catch in shallow center field. There were 3 potential Cubs there to make the catch. Couldn't tell who was going to until the last moment. Quad Cities doesn't get anything in the 8th. They strand 2 on. We go to the 9th. 6-4 Cubs on the River Bandits Baseball Network. There's no better way to watch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Woodmen Park's 5 unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com. Or call 563-324-3000.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodmen Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodmen Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Quad Cities put the tying runs aboard in their half of the 8th. However, Carlo Reyes able to work himself out of the jam. A couple of strikeouts and then a pop-up of Dickerson to strand Jensen and Dickey. Ravage Garcia leads off the top of the 9th for South Bend, and he chases outside for strike 1. 9-1 and 2 due up against Brandon Johnson, who threw a perfect top of the 8th inning. His first frame of action. Second pitch. Another swing and a miss. This time Garcia chases the high cheese. Nothing at two. Third baseman Werner was playing even with the bag, protecting against a bunt, but now with Garcia down 0-2, he backs up to a more traditional spot at third base, although the Bandits are shifting for the pull. 0-2. High and outside. Cubs started getting a right-hander up in the last inning. Reyes got himself out of the jam, and they never needed to call upon him, but he has remained throwing as we work into the ninth. 1-2. Fouled into the glove of Hernandez. That's strike three. First K for the former Ole Miss closer. Four in a row retired for BJ. One down in the top of the ninth. Johnson 3-2 with a 2.89 ERA this year. His strikeout per nine numbers, beautiful once again. He is K-ing 16 batters per nine innings this year. That's a career best. First pitch to Brett Bateman, low and inside. He's got now 34 strikeouts to 7 walks, a whip of 1.23, and an opponent batting average of 229. Bateman, 2-for-4 with a pair of singles and 2 runs scored. 1-0. Nice slider from Johnson, falls in for strike one. Johnson with an ERA over 5 last season for the Bandits, but he was even then showing great indications of what he could do with the strikeout. 1-1, chopped on the ground towards second base. 4 hops for Pineda from the back of the infield. He throws to first and gets Bateman for out number 2. So the leadoff man for the Cubs, 2-for-5. And with 2 outs and the bases empty, here's Pedro Ramirez. Second baseman also with a multi-hit performance. Top half of this Cubs order has been phenomenal tonight. First pitch, wave and a miss. Great changeup, strike one. And BJ gets in a groove. He is just untouchable. He oozes confidence. Here's the pitch. Check swing. The pitch was down and away. No appeal. Ball one on Ramirez. Pedro picked up an RBI in that 5-run Cubs fifth. They have not scored since then, and the Bandits have trimmed their deficit to 2. 1-1. Breaking ball, left high, maybe outside. Hernandez liked it. And Brooks Conrad now letting Tatum Littleton hear it behind home plate. 2-1 count. Quad Cities again shifted towards right field. 2-1, pulled into the shift. Second baseman Pineda's right there. He gathers, throws to first, and Johnson shouts towards Quad City's dugout. He wants the bats to finish off the job in the bottom of the ninth. Quad City's bullpen is combined for 4 scoreless frames with 3 strikeouts. The bats just a couple of swings away from stealing one tonight. 6-4 South Bend, bottom of the ninth next on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Summer is here, and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Last call for Quad Cities in the ninth. They trail 6-4. Yovani Cabrera in out of the Cubs bullpen, looking to pick up his third save of the year. He starts off Omar Hernandez, the Bandits catcher, with a called strike one. 8-9-1 due up as Quad Cities looks to complete this comeback. 0-1 pitch on the way. Fastball fouled over the screen, nothing at two. Hernandez has had a quiet night at the plate, but again, no strikeouts. He's put the ball in play consistently. 0-3 with a couple of ground balls and a flyout in the fifth. Cabrera out of the stretch, setting above the belt. His 0-2 selection. Fouled over the screen, and Hernandez continues to fight. Cabrera 1-2 with a 3.52 ERA this year. Two saves and three opportunities. Tonight marks his 12th appearance of the summer. Right-hander hails from the Dominican Republic. 0-2 again. Fouled towards the Bandits dugout. Cabrera has pitched against Quad Cities twice this year. The last time he pitched against the Bandits was the last time he gave up earned runs. Quad Cities tagged him for three in an inning and two-thirds on April 27th. 0-2. Wave and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball. Really good pitch from Cabrera. He eventually wears down Hernandez for the out. Strikeout number 16 in 15 and two-thirds for Giovanni. One out, base is clear now for the nine-hole hitter, Davis Nadal. Tying run still in the on-deck circle. Right on left, third baseman Garcia in. First pitch in the dirt, ball one. Cabrera takes over for Carlo Reyes, who faced a little bit of traffic in the eighth inning, and even some in the seventh, but pitched two scoreless with the help of a couple of Ks. 1-0 to Davis Nadal. He squares to bunt and pops it into the netting behind home. 1-1. Davis 0-3 in the ball game. Had a strikeout in the third inning. Cabrera's 1-1. Wave and a miss. Nadal chased low and inside. One ball, two strikes. When trailing after eight innings this year, Quad Cities just 1-22. However, the one time they did come back was against South Bend back in April over at Four Winds Field. 1-2 pitch. Fastball missed outside. 2-2. Nadal with really good speed, so any kind of ground ball is no gimme. You saw him try to bunt just a moment ago. Probably not trying to do that here. 2-2 pitch. Slider low and inside. Nice take from Nadal. Cabrera tried to back foot him, but to no avail. And Davis has worked the count full. 6-4 Cubs in the bottom of the ninth. Cubbies looking for back-to-back wins against Quad Cities after the Bandits took the opener on Tuesday. Here's the payoff pitch. Fastball down and away. He walked him. Terrific at-bat from Davis Nadal. And the Bandits will bring the tying run to the plate. It's the bat of Jack Pineda. He is the only River Bandit, sans Jared Dickey, to reach three times in the game. A walk, a hit by pitch, and in the seventh, a big RBI double. Double play depth for the infield. First pitch, Pineda grounds it to the right side. The second baseman, Ramirez, has it. He throws against his body to first and gets the out there. But Nadal moves up the second base. Boy, that one almost poked through. Had that been a little bit more to Ramirez's left, he would have at the least had to have dove towards it. But he stays on his feet, and that's the only way he gets the speedy Pineda. So Quad City's down to its last out, tying run at the plate in Carson Rockefeller. Nadal at second base. First pitch, low for ball one. Cabrera's looking for his first save since May 1st. Picked up a five-out save against Lansing. He looks back towards Nadal. Now the 1-0 pitch. Slider down the middle, a called strike. Rockefeller has yet to extend his on-base streak. He had reached in four consecutive contests prior to tonight, but he's 0-for-4 this evening with a strikeout. Here comes the 1-1. High and away, two balls, one strike. Bandits have had a couple of walk-off wins this year, rather just one walk-off win. They've been walked off three times. 2-1 pitch. Fouled over the left side. Count two balls, two strikes. The only walk-off win for the Bandits came against these Cubs in game two of the season on April 6th. Kale Emshoff drew a bases-loaded walk for Quad City's first win of the year. Right now, it's going to take more than a walk for Quad Cities. The catcher, Granadillo, getting something out of his eye before getting back into the crouch. Quad Cities down 6-4 in the bottom of the ninth. Two outs, a man at second in Nadal, tying run at the plate in Rockefeller. Cabrera's 2-2 pitch. On the way. Ground ball towards first. It's gloved by Long. He'll take it to the bag himself, and that will end the ball game. South Bend holds on for a 6-4 victory. Quad Cities made it interesting with that seventh inning rally, and they put the tying run either at the plate or on base in each of the last two innings, but the combo of Carlo Reyes and Yovani Cabrera shut it down, with the latter picking up his third save of the season. The River Bandits postgame show comes your way next. Cubs beat the Bandits on a Thursday night in Davenport by a final score of 6-4.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
For the final time tonight, we welcome you back to Modern Woman Park in downtown Davenport, where the South Bend Cubs hold off a Bandits rally and win game three of the six-game series. They take a 2-1 lead in the series set, or in the week-long set, I should say. Final score tonight, 6-4. Kyle Kirchvel with you for your River Bandits post-game show. Let's start with the line score. First, for the victorious Cubs, they score 6 runs on 10 hits with no errors and go 3-for-7 with runners in scoring position. while stranding five on base. For the River Bandits, four runs, seven hits, no errors. They go 2-for-9 with runners in scoring position, and they strand seven on the base paths. The win goes out of the bullpen to Chase Watkins, the first man to relieve Sam Armstrong. He improves to 3-1, giving up three runs on three hits, no walks, and one strikeout. The loss to Steven Zoback, Quad City starter who gave up just one run through his first four innings, but wound up on the hook for 6-5 on nine hits, two walks, and two strikeouts. Zobie falls to 2-4. The starting pitcher for South Bend does not factor into the decision. He was great, though. He gives up just one run in four innings with five strikeouts. The lone tally, the solo homer to Carter Jensen in the fourth. Carlo Reyes picks up his first hold of the season, pitching a scoreless seventh and eighth innings with the help of two strikeouts. Yovani Cabrera picks up his third save in four opportunities, firing a scoreless ninth and stranding the tying run for Quad Cities at the plate. Final time of the ballgame, 2 hours, 26 minutes, with 1,875 to see it here at Modern Woodman Park. Offensively, the River Bandits were led by Carter Jensen, who finished off another multi-hit game, 2-for-4, with his fifth home run of the year, the solo shot in the fourth, which got Quad Cities into the run column for the first time since Tuesday. Jared Dickey helped Quad Cities put together that three-run seventh inning. He goes 2-for-3 with an RBI single in said seventh, plus one of Quad City's three walks. Let's get you one more look at the Midwest League scoreboard, where almost everybody has called it a night, minus the Sky Carp and the Dragons. Over in Beloit, it's Dayton in front, but it's just 1-0. Dragons lead going into the bottom of the ninth inning. The West Michigan Whitecaps beat Great Lakes at home. Final score, Whitecaps 6, Loons 5 at LMCU Ballpark. Another one-run game took place in Lansing. The Lugnuts ride a three-run seventh to beat the Peoria Chiefs 3-2. The Cedar Rapids Colonels stay right behind the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers in the Midwest League West Division. They beat Lake County 4-2 over at Veterans Memorial Stadium. And at Fox City Stadium in Appleton, looks like the Timber Rattlers erased a two-run deficit over their final two at-bats. They score five unanswered to beat Fort Wayne 6-3. And as a result, Wisconsin remains atop the Western Division with a league-best 31-17 record. Cedar Rapids remains a game and a half behind, while Quad Cities falls to 9 games back. And if Beloit comes back and beats the Dragons, then the Bandits will fall to 4th place in the division. But right now, Dayton up 1-0 in the ninth. Here's one more look at the Kansas City Royals farm system. The AAA Storm Chasers trying to complete the sweep of a doubleheader against Indianapolis in Indy. Omaha won game one, 3-2, needing an extra 8th inning. And in game two, where the Chasers are playing as the home team, they lead the Indians 7-1 in the bottom of the sixth. It has not been a great night for the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. The Drillers are drilling them 15-1 in the top of the sixth inning. And then in Kannapolis, the Cannonballers defeat the Royals' single-A affiliate, the Columbia Fireflies, by a convincing score of 14-5. With the loss tonight, Quad Cities falls to 22-26. That matches their worst record of the season in terms of games under 500. They are now 12-12 at home and losers of back-to-back ball games. While South Bend has won two consecutive contests, they get their 20th win of the season tonight and are 20-28, with just a couple of weeks left in the first half. They are now 9-15 away from Four Winds Field. This six-game series continues tomorrow night here at Modern Woodman Park. Game four of the set will be started by Frank Mazzucato, Quad City's lefty, 2-3 with a 273 earned run average. He enters the ballgame as the top left-handed pitching prospect in the Kansas City Royals farm system. He'll go up against Drew Gray, a guy the Bandits have seen a couple of times this year. Gray 0-1 with a 3.20 ERA. He is also a southpaw. Tomorrow night's game underway at 6:30 here in downtown Davenport. If you can't make it out for a Smart Toyota Fireworks Friday, then you can always tune in on Bally Live, MILB TV, and of course at riverbandits.com. 6:30 your first pitch, 6:20 for the start of the pregame show. We hope you join us tomorrow for game 4 of that series. Until then, on behalf of our entire production staff and our production director, Justin Hodge, I'm Kyle Kercheval saying thank you so much. We'll see you tomorrow night, same time, same place, on the River Bandits Baseball Network. South Bend defeats Quad Cities 6-4. They take a 2-1 lead in this six-game series. Talk to you tomorrow. So long and good night from downtown Davenport.